First of all, with booing, you're allowed to boo when you go to the football. We have been, as football fans, denied the rights to do just about everything at the football. In fact, I don't go very often anymore because, one, in my position here at 1116 SEN, I can't have myself publicly slated for doing something wrong at the football. And last year I went to a game and was told by an attendant to cease and desist. I'll say what I said. I'm not embarrassed by it, but I was having a go at Jasper Pittard. I asked him what McMillan had done so terribly to him that he dropped the name, because he used to be Jasper McMillan Pittard. Now, I'm sure that the beard strokers and the tut-tutters will say, well, that could have been very bad. That might have been a family breakup, etc. How dare you do that? I mean, fair dinkum, honestly. And it was half based in humour for the mates I was with, and it was half based on hoping he might hear it and get a little rise out of him, because that's the way I used to barrack at the football. But I realise now you're not allowed to barrack like that anymore. I don't know how it happened. I don't know when the memo went out that just about everything at the football is verboten. Now we're worried about booing. You're allowed to boo at the football. And I last week spoke about the sentiment that runs deep with Adam Goods, and it may be behind the booing, some of the booing, and that is that people don't like the notion of, and it's not because he's Aboriginal or coloured, it's because he speaks uncomfortable truths from his perspective about our history that many Australians either don't feel comfortable about, don't want to face, or feel that don't need to be said. The reality is that there cannot be unanimous love for the European colonisation of this country, because there were previous inhabitants, and those people were here previous to the white people, and they are the Indigenous Australians that in the most part have kept quiet. But when they're not quiet, or when white people speak on their behalf, it seemed to be a pot stirred that many people don't like. So we've been over all of that, but I don't really think somebody needs to have to explain why they're booing. I am almost certain that most of the booing in that Hawthorn game was by fans who were booing because other people were booing, and the collective booing might have put Adam Goods off his game. If we want to address some deep-seated, long-held prejudices, we can do that, but I now believe it's gone too far. And it became silly on Friday night. Everybody's asking why I don't like Adam Goods, why I like Adam Goods. People are being told they should like Adam Goods. You don't have to like anybody when you go to the football. You can hate every player on every other team. You can hate players on your own team. You're not allowed to swear at the football. You're not allowed to be racist. You're not allowed to be homophobic. You're not allowed to be sexist. Apparently now you're not allowed to be personal in any way to any players, as I was found out last year. You're certainly not allowed to be derogatory about body shape, body image, hair colour. So just boo and don't explain it.